That's right, fans of AFL Fantasy Football. It's time for the People's Prince, the father of fantasy, and everybody's favorite humble genius, Jock Riddles. Over to you, Jock.
G'day, community. It's your old mate, Jock Riddles. It's been a bloody rough week for many members of the community this week.
Agreed.
We've had Merrick, Tippett, Giles,
bloody all laid out. Football Club.
Cloak, Broughton, Clark was bloody subbed. Sidebum, Cox, Nick Nat, Nick Del Sino, a bloody disaster, am I right, gentlemen?
Oh, Mr. Jock.
But if there's one thing about the followers of the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football community, it's that we don't drop our bloody bundle when things get tough. This is when we dig in. This is when we fair dinkum dig into the trenches and get ready for a big, hard run of the season. What do you reckon Cadell Evans would do? And I'll introduce my good friend Peter Higginbotham. How are you, Higo, tonight?
Good evening, Jock. An excellent introduction.
Thank you, Hig. Yes.
Many coaches considering dropping their bundle.
Yeah, that's not what we do at the community, do we? That's not on. Crouching Tiger, how are you tonight, son?
I okay now, but I consider drop my bundle last night.
Well, you've had better weekends, let's be honest. Your beloved Tigers, mate, had a bloody rough evening, didn't they?
They make me angry.
I'm feeling for you, Crouching Tiger.
Every time
the
clock tick, I punch myself in stomach.
Yeah, mate, we'll get through it.
I have bloody hard stomach, so my fists start to bleed.
Just think about how you approach your fantasy football, Crouching One. You will bounce back from this, as will Richmond, mate. It was a bloody bad evening.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah, but you've got the mental steel and aptitudes, mate, and you'll be back, I've got no doubt about it.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Jock.
Yes, it has been a very rough weekend of fantasy football, but let's focus on some positives, hey? There's been plenty of good performances throughout the weekend, hasn't there, fellas?
I have very good positives.
Yeah, what do you got to say?
Mr. Drew Petrie.
Oh, fantastic.
I have him long time. I sing him bloody song.
Yeah.
He come out get 168.
168 is fantastic. He only got the 13 disposals, believe it or not, for his 168.
Interesting one here, Jock.
Yes.
Chris Judd scored a very impressive 159.
Absolutely. He's really come right back into form, but it has been a bloody rough weekend for the Judds. Let's not be honest. Let's not make any bloody bones.
I think this drive you to drink, Mr. Jock.
You're driving a man to flame and drink.
I've shared a beautiful journey with Christopher and Rebecca Judd. I was there as a shoulder to lean on for bloody Rebecca. Many people don't realise this. When Christopher started to lose his hair, whose shoulder was there to lean on to cry?
Yours,
to soothe mine.
Was it not true that you cut the cord to young Charlie?
Yes, I did. It was a great honour for Chris and Rebecca to have me cut the cord for the young child.
You're a very good man, Mr. Jock.
Now, we all know what's happened on Friday night. Now, Chris Judd has been accused of performing a manoeuvre we know as the chicken wing on young Lee Adams. It may have damaged his fantasy football scores, and many people weren't very happy about it at all, were they, boys?
Agreed, Jock.
Now, it wasn't a surprise that there was the knock on the door not long after the game on the weekend, and there was Chris and Rebecca, and I ushered them inside, and it was, let's be honest, it was a bit bloody awkward. I knew what we were all bloody thinking about. Bit of idle chit-chat, but then Chris, he's a good man. Don't ever doubt the mental intestitude of Christopher Judd. He said, Jock, I'm bloody sorry. I've done the wrong thing. And I said to him, come on, Chris, come out with it. What's happened? And he said, you know, I'm caught up in the Steven Seagal movie thing. I've done the eye gouge, and I just saw his arm there. And it was beckoning to me. And so I thought I'd try the chicken move manoeuvre. But he bloody admitted it to me. And that's the measure of a man. When you stuff up, when you make the wrong call, you bloody admit it, don't you?
Agreed, Jock.
If you've done the wrong thing, the first step towards recovery is to admit what's wrong, and he's done it. So he's crying into me bloody shoulder, you know, Friday night.
Oh, this beautiful.
Patting him on his back, and he's all good. Got the fold-out beds out for Chris and Rebecca, set them up in the living room, and they, you know, snuggle up to bed, and that was great. Now, the morning after, as I was cooking me eggs and bacon,
Cook for Chris and Rebecca?
Absolutely. They love their eggs and bacon the night after a football match. I turn the bloody wireless on and there's Alan Richardson. Alan Richardson from the Carlton Football Club explaining to the media how Chris Judd was trying to stop Lee Adams from performing a handball.
Oh, this guy.
Nearly threw the friggin' egg across the room and slammed it into the wall. I was there. Chris Judd's telling me he's admitted to it. You know, he's a man. Why would the Carlton Football Club try and cover that up with such a lame, piss-ass excuse? Carlton Football Club, you should be bloody ashamed of yourself. You've embarrassed your stalwart Chris Judd. You've embarrassed Rebecca Judd. And as a close personal friend, I'm not very bloody happy at all.
Fair dinkum. Agreed, Jock. Sound logic, poor leadership. Now, Crouch...
Terrible bloody leader. And Alan Richardson, I've known you since you bloody days at Collingwood, son, you know? You know, I'm disappointed in you as well, Alan.
The leadership, however, at Richmond, Crouching...
Ah, you'll not say this.
Yeah.
Leadership at Richmond was sound. Some are arguing that if Dustin Martin played, they would win. Some are saying they sold that game and sold the win.
They sold rubbish. Bloody spirits, eh?
Rubbish, Jock.
Okay.
Sound leadership. If you want to argue against the likes of Daniel Jackson, Matthew White.
Yes. The club's only as good as the bloody individual, though. And look, if you've got these individuals who are stuffing up, it's a bloody blight on the club, let's be honest. While we're on the blight of the club, Crouching One, you're a tiger man. I don't want to rub insult into the wound while you're down, son.
Thank you, Mr. Jock.
But let's have a look at your club selling games up to Cairns, you know? If that game hadn't been sold up to Cairns, would the Richmond Football Club write in a gun for its traditional ninth position?
Silence, Mr. Jock.
Well, it's got to be said, mate.
If we not win that game,
yeah,
we not deserve to play bloody final.
Well, that's true as well.
I want to say,
yeah,
like your song at start,
yeah,
I not give up.
No.
Next week, we come out, smash the bloody kangaroo.
Yeah, absolutely, that's the spirit, that's what we're about. Let's have a look at our defenders, shall we? And many people are really trying to focus on their defence this week. Often the defence is the last thing to be really structured up before the march into the finals,
yes,
gentlemen.
Mr. Jock.
We had some bloody terrible performances
this week.
You say
at the start.
Yeah.
Greg Broughton.
Greg bloody Broughton.
Why you bloody do this? You get 35, you get sub out.
Yeah.
I think Ross Lyon,
yeah,
he not like you.
Greggy Broughton, you know, he's down to 370,000 with his putrid 30 bloody five. Subbed out in the third quarter, as you said, Crouching Tiger. The question has to be asked. If you've got Greggy Broughton there, what is the wise move? Do you hold on? Do you just bloody bite down on the pillow and wait for him to stop riding you into the bloody turf? Or do you get rid of the bloke?
Jock, very much trade dependent. However, after the last few games, starting to think with the outstanding game of Lee Spur and a few others popping up, starting to think that he's losing favour. If you have trades in hand, well worth considering trading him out.
Well, look, average 53 over the journey over the last 3 weeks. Only got the 9 disposals on the weekend, looking very bloody ordinary. And I'll tell you what, Greggy Broughton is a bloody thorn in the side of J.R. Brumby FC right now.
I say you
I'll
one
hold
thing.
Him because it's against all my bloody principles.
Agreed, Jock, but yeah. I say you one thing.
Yeah.
Blandon Ellis score more than Broughton, score more than bloody Bryce Gibb. You say me this.
Well, that's incredible. Brandon Ellis has outplayed bloody Broughton over the last 3 weeks. Quite bloody considerably, let's be honest. 88 over the weekend for young Breen. That must have, you know, been one thing that pepped you up a bit, Crouching Tiger.
Ah, yes.
You
know? I see him bloody put big hit on Gary Ablett.
Good, yeah.
This impressive.
Heathy Shaw coming into some sparkling form, and he's probably one who'll be high up on my radar this weekend, boss.
Yes, 502,000, Jock.
Quality, yeah.
But is emerging as a very much the premium we all knew.
Absolutely.
Must also mention Corey Enright, sure, just under 500, and in the same bracket, Grant Birchall and Andrew Corazzo.
Well, Birchall's been very good over the recent. He's probably one of the best-performed defenders over the last 3 weeks. Deledio's averaged 113 over three, but then Grant Birchall's come in at 110, which is great.
Ah,
now,
yes.
The thing about Grant Birchall, which really has me a little bit rigid at certain times of the day, is his finals run, gentlemen. All important, isn't it, as we come into the finals?
Agreed, Jock. Remember, your first final will be
crucial
against Port Adelaide.
Bloody
so
crucial
Hawthorn really gearing up, expecting a high output from Birchall.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to say one man who looked like he'd flicked the switch.
Who's that, Sam?
Dyson Heppel.
Hey, he's very good.
He play, he get 99, yeah. But his game style look like he flicked a switch. Week one, in your final, Dyson have to play North Melbourne.
Well, North Melbourne aren't going to be the easy beats we thought they might be at the beginning of the season.
No, but I expect big job for Dyson Heppel, lot of gameplay.
Well, he's only 392,000 on, which is pretty good on the old hip pocket as well. And that first bloody week of the finals, whether you're top four or you're just in the first state, if you're in your top four, you're just going to want to go hell for high water to win that first game to get the break. And I like Hawthorn playing Port Adelaide. That's fantastic. Other clubs who are going to be very buy-friendly in that first week of the finals will be St Kilda. On that note, Sam Fisher was bloody disgraceful on the weekend. Sorry, Sam. Sorry, old chip son. You've got to admit you weren't up to your best, mate.
Yes, Jock. Was ordinary. I would like to highlight, for those with trades, for those looking for the cash generation tool, Mark Bagley.
He was good, yeah.
Showed some toe.
Good young fellow from Essendon. He is a defence/midfield, so you can swing him. You may choose to insert him into your midfield.
Very lair.
Very could open up a trade route between Deledio's, Goddard's, etc.
He bloody get 20 disposal. Bloody good.
He was good. 80% disposal efficiency as well.
I like him for very good cash man.
Absolutely. And let's talk about Adelaide's Lukey Brown, who finally had his first game. Now, just going back with Luke Brown, we talked about him in the pre-season quite considerably. He got in a bit of a punch in the public bar in the pre-season, which really set him back. Now, I'm not against someone standing up for their mates in a public bar, let's be honest, but when you're in the football eye, you just can't afford to do these things. Scored a 41, gentlemen. What do you think for his, what's his job security like?
Forget job security, Jock. He is 12,000 more than Bagley.
Yeah.
He fulfills that very rare defender/mid-role.
Yeah.
Why would you pick Brown over Bagley?
Well, it's a very good point, and I suppose let's just see how it pans out over the next few weeks. We have got, as we say, a couple of weeks to have a look at these blokes, Bagley and Brown, while they're at this current price. Let's look at the defenders. It's stuffed up big time this week. Johnson, many people have been thinking about 54. Matty Suckling, I've been talking up. He's made me look like an old bloody fool with 38. Chrissy Newman, 56. I'm waiting for him to accelerate. He's doing bloody nothing. Sammy Chips Fisher with 25. Broughton, 35. Duffield, 40. Bowie Wilkes, 7. It's been a bloody nightmare, let's be honest.
I want to be honest with you and tell you my slipper.
By all means, please, Crouching Tiger.
Welcome. Crouching One, Hopeful Slipper Wisdom.
Okay, welcome to Slipper Wisdom. I sit down, watch the football with my Ken Vic, and in the pre-game warm-up, they say Mr. Clock, and soon as they say Mr. Clock,
Travis Clark,
my slipper say me, remember he wanker.
He wanker?
No, this man from Payanma.
Oh.
In right. My village, he wanker.
Oh, I thought you called Travis Clark a wanker.
Not a silence.
Sorry, son, continue.
In my village, Payanma, he wanker was a, big man. Big man, but not very smart.
Shoulders like myself.
Yes, possibly. Big man.
Yeah.
He,
Trouser?
He, we say, he the village idiot.
Right.
Now, I think Mr. Clock's smart, man. What you say me this for?
Yeah.
So I continue to think about the man in my village. He not very smart. Every year in Payanma, we have the running of the buffalo.
The buffalo?
They run down the main street in my village. All the people hiding, running, laughing, scared.
Yeah.
He went car, very famous, because he forget to run. He always stand in road, and buffalo charge down road. But every year, he not get touched by buffalo, like magic.
Well, they knock him over or
no,
what?
No, the buffalo always miss him.
Right.
And then I think, like Clock. He cannot get bloody kick in Stampede of Buffalo.
Yes.
My slipper say me.
That's bloody marvelous.
My slipper say me.
That slipper's unreal.
Bloody trade the cloak.
Trade the cloak.
That's what my slipper say me.
And what are you going to say to your slipper? You're going to trade the cloak. You've had enough of your
Crouching.
Yes, master.
Your perseverance with Petrie paid off, why would it differ with Cloak?
That's a very pertinent question, yeah.
My slipper say me. My slipper say many things, you listen.
And the slipper's really wrong, that's what's got me thinking. Okay. I mean, all of my dearth of knowledge in the fantasy football industry stretching back 60-odd years tells me that a proven fellow who can score highly, such as Travis Cloak, when he's in a rut like this, it's certainly not the time to trade him out. But I'm weighing that up with your slipper, which is bloody marvellous. Yes.
Kraut, I suggest before trading, you seriously consider holding and waiting. If he signs that piece of paper, you will see a stunning turn of form.
Yeah. I'm expecting Travis to really turn it around. And my message, I'm sorry, Crouching One, that I go against your marvellous slipper of wisdom. Which,
it's okay, Jock.
You know.
My slipper not have feeling. It's just piece of clock rubber and fluff.
Well, how can it bloody have not feelings? It talks. Imagine. It bloody gives us wisdom every bloody week, and I love the thing. I don't care it's a bloody slipper. I love it. Let's have a look at the forwards. And Travis Cloak coming out with a 41, very disappointing. 9 disposals, let's be honest.
Yes, and the Chapman only 64. Yeah,
the other thing against Travis Cloak, and I suppose we can go back and use this as a negative back to Heath Shaw in the back line as well, is the finals run. First round of the finals, Travis Cloak comes up across the old Supercoach Kryptonite Sydney, which is not good at all, is it?
Stunning form. And we see the output of West Coast against Sydney this week.
Yeah.
Severely diminished.
Absolutely.
Jock, we have someone on line 3.
Let's go. How are you going this evening?
Yeah, guys. My name's Hank. So I've got a bit of a problem with my bench, with my ruck. I've got a couple of good premiums in Nick Nat and Gold Member, but with Billy Longo and O. Stevenson sitting on the pine there coming finals time, is it worth getting rid of those two or trying to swap someone over, one of them for someone else?
Yeah, first, thanks for your call. Was it Hank there, was it?
Yeah, Hank, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you, Hank.
I was thinking, is it worth getting something like, you know, Jared Redditt, who's sort of coming back and doing a bit of stuff now?
Hank, Peter Higginbotham here, mate. How are you?
Not very well, mate.
How many trades do you have?
I've got approximately 6 trades left.
6 trades. Now, I would be holding off those trades until necessity arrives. At this stage, you have a good, solid playing members. Have you considered Roughhead into your forward line?
I listened to your guys' podcast last week and considered that, but I really don't see that.
He sound bloody grumpy.
Someone who wasn't worth that much to sit on my bench.
Hank, this crouching one.
At least one who's playing.
You listen me, Hank. You need to bloody cheer up. You have 2 good playing racks.
Crouching, grumpy. Listen.
Hey.
We welcome
you. You bloody grumpy. Do you barrack for Richmond?
Hey, come on, Crouch. Crouching. Hank, are you there, old Hank?
I won't fight him.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, look.
Stop drinking bourbon.
Crouching One, that's enough. Crouching's had a rough weekend, son. Now, look, only thing I can suggest... Come on, mate, you just settle down there. Come on. We're all about positivity in the community, aren't we, Higo?
He need bloody cheer up.
Crouching, enough. We'll have to ask you to leave the room. Just settle down, son.
Sorry, Mr. Jock.
Hank there, mate. Look, I know what you're saying. If you've got the great Peter Higginbotham's advice, got to be valid in this case. If you've only got 6 trades left at this stage of the season, you've got warm bloody bodies on the field, haven't you? You've got 2 warm bodies on the field, is that right?
Yeah, that's true.
Just go with them, son. You know, it's getting towards the arse end of the season. You don't really need to make sure you've got cover. If an issue comes up, if a bloody issue comes up, we'll deal with it then, mate. But with your 6 trades, you've got other priorities.
Thank you, Hank. Jock, we have someone on line 2.
Here we go, line 2. Hello, this is the Jock Reynolds Fantasy Football Community.
Uncle Jock, it's Wado again.
Wado. How are you? You've called in again, have you, young fella? How's your week been?
How's it going? Hey, I could ring up again this week if I did my chores, so I picked up all the dog crap in the backyard. You'd be proud of me.
Well, that's good, Wado. You know, it's always good to listen to your old dad. Good on your son.
You mod the clay.
Oh, I love ringing up too. Hey, I want to know what are you guys doing with Big Lancey Franklin? Are you going to hold on to him, or are you going to get rid of him, or what do you reckon?
Look, Again, this one's a courses for horses one, I guess. If you're, where are you on your ladder there, Wayno, this year? Where are you?
I'm sitting fifth at the moment, Uncle Doc.
Yeah, well, that's very tricky. Look, if I was up in, you know, first to fourth position and I had big Lance, and I had some other priorities down back, let's say I need to bring in a premium up there, need to, you know, bring in a ruckman, I'd work on my other priorities. If I have warm bodies on me forward line, I would probably look at trying to hold Buddy. Look, but your fifth, if I was anywhere from even fifth down to 12th positions, you can't afford to have that cash on the bench. Boys, what are your thoughts?
Agreed, Jock. Bleeding into the hamstring is perhaps more serious than we have let on.
Yeah.
Now, Hawthorne's big win again today consolidates a top four spot.
Well,
their percentage will enable them to rest Buddy for the finals. I am almost suggesting to trade Buddy.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Well, there you go. You got
and
2 points.
And he's got grouse tats as well, hasn't he? Like, I don't think I'll get rid of him because he's another player that's got really good tattoos as well.
That logic is flawed. For example, do you have Beams?
Yeah, well, of course I've got Beams. He's got unreal tats as well.
Do you have Swan? I would suggest...
I've got Dusty Martin with the tattoos on the neck, like I said last week. Pretty much my side's called Pats Terrific. So anyone who's got Pats is in my side.
Look, thank you for your call, Wayno. Now, bye for now.
No worries, thanks. Well, sorry, guys, I've got to go. I'm just looking out my back window. It looks like the dog's doing another crap. I'm going to try and catch it with the shovel.
All right.
You're good, man, Wayno.
Yeah, put the bins out and say good day to Dad, son.
I will. See you, Uncle Doc.
Bye, mate. Here goes, is there any, you talk about your statistical, is there any matchup between the tattoo and Supercoach scoring output, Sam?
Jock, this is a valid point you raise.
Yeah.
Which leads me straight into this week's segment.
Here goes quantum team mechanics.
While I won't correlate the tattoo with Supercoach scoring output, I have been researching the red-headed Supercoach scoring output correlation.
When Peter Higginbotham researches, you sit up, grab a pen and listen, folks. He's the great Peter Higginbotham.
Now, with the potency of Sam Jacobs and the inclusion of Cal Moore, almost at the same time that Richmond dropped Connors, I was thinking there must be something in this red-headed prevalence.
That's very good.
13.3% of all players on AFL lists are on some end of the red spectrum.
Very interesting.
However, the Richmond Football Club has a 32.6% gingerness.
That's amazing.
Oh, this good.
Yes.
This covers all hues from strawberry blonde from the Riewoldt variety right through to your true sauce head, such as Daniel Merritt. Now, hair colour is a polygenic trait, and it can be linked to other traits.
What's this polygenic, mate?
It means many genes forming the characteristic output of the proteins, Jock.
Yes.
Now, so while the characteristic afantapant trait is a direct mutation of the MCR1 gene, it comes with linked genes associated with characteristics such as heightened temper, increased pain threshold, and the propensity to bruise easily. Also, and this is the interesting one, Jock.
Yes.
Spasmodic behaviour showings. Now, this explains crouching.
Jeez, where's he going?
This explains
your
team's. This explains Richmond's fickle form. Listen to the list: Kelvin Moore, Daniel Jackson, recently reported, Reece Conker, Daniel Connor's been delisted, Matty White has a tinge, Morris is a ginge, Luke McGuan, Jack Riewoldt, and Brandon has a lovely tinge of auburn.
Ah, beautiful.
I got the part at the start, mate, when you said if you got your genes, then you got more likely that you're going to get good points.
More redheads.
You can get out the finger puppets if you want.
The more redheads in your team.
Oh, yes.
The more fickle and likely that your members will be sidelined. Now, Daniel Jackson.
Let's not underestimate the effects of having these redheads on the budget. Now, I'd imagine during a pre-season, a team would need to cough up quite a bit for some high-spectrum sunscreen as well. And let's not underestimate the effect that that may have had Richmond coming into the end of the season.
It's a very good point, Jock. Well, but I think he got have something.
I mean, umbrellas. They probably have to run around with umbrellas as well to shield the fellows, and that's going to be a drainage on your staff. And coming in, that's probably why they needed to sell the game up to Cairns. They probably spent a lot on maintaining these red-headed fellows.
Agreed, Jock. So, in terms of super coach, selecting redheads will come at a price.
High risk.
Matthew Bate.
Yeah.
Up and down.
That's a very good point. Absolutely. Heathy Shaw.
Agreed. Cooney. Fickle.
His knee stuff. Yeah. Well, while we're talking, let's have a good talk about forwards. And would you say that Stevie Johnson has a tinge of red in that thinning head of his?
He has.
He's temperamental in the past, isn't he?
He's very temperamental. But I like his game, Jock. He played more midfield. He play with,
bit of pizzazz.
No, not pizzazz. He have
real bit of spunk.
Free reign.
Yeah.
He like to run around. He get 148 point. He good trading.
36 disposals, 14 of those contested with 6 tackles. I was very impressed by his game, Stephen Johnson. And at 502,000, finals runs, look, it's okay. You got West Coast and Kilda, Western Bulldogs, Sydney in the final, and I'd have a real think about Stephen Johnson.
Jock.
Yes, sir.
Still talk about Zork. 475, Jock.
The way he is a player, this kid. He hasn't just pulled this out of his pip everywhere. He can play the bloody game. And ultimate bloody compliment to a young player. How many games? 5 games in. As he was tagged early.
Against St Kilda. I feel he will start at a premium for next year, Jock.
If you're one of those poor souls who's lost Dane Zorko at 475, coming into Gold Coast next week, it's not the worst thing in the world to pick him. What I saw impressed me. This kid can play. He's mature-aged. Played some senior football.
Agree, Mr. Jock.
If you were to pick him this week, I wouldn't call you a crazy bastard, Fudge. I think you'd have a real hard think about it.
I want to say...
he can play.
I also want to say thank you, Mr. Jock. Two mid-forward man, you give big tip.
Well, dual eligibility is very important.
Two men you say look good. Higgins and Colin Sylvia.
Yeah, well, Colin Sylvia only came out with 89 Supercoach points on the weekend. But he was listed best on ground on the AFL internet-based website and looked very good. Hard. Coming into Port next week as well, which is important. North and Gold Coast Suns. And at 413,000 with that dual eligibility, I think you'd consider Colin Sylvia for sure.
Agreed, Jock. A very cheap pitch hitter for your forward line.
Sure.
Tom Couch.
Absolutely. First game, Tommy Couch, just 94,700. Only scored the 57. How do you see his job security, gentlemen, moving forward?
The recliner. You can swing him forward or relax in the middle. The recliner has good job security.
They've sort of held him off. He should really have been playing based on his form earlier. They have held him back until he's good and ready, so I'd expect him to play the rest of the season.
I say you now, this very popular trade-down target this week.
What about Geelong's Joshua Walker, who played his third game this weekend, who's also one of the cheap players at 113,200, gentlemen?
No, Jock.
Yeah.
No. Tom Couch for mine.
Yeah, I think Geelong's really rotating many youngsters through their team to try and really get games into them down there. So Joshua Walker would be not surprised at all to see him out of the team this week. Matty Pavlich was high on the watch list in the cattle market, came out with another 113. At 573, gents, if you haven't got Matthew Pavlich, and let's say you don't have your Cyrils or your Higgins or your Sylvias, if you've got money in the kick, would you prefer to select a Matthew Pavlich over some of these cheaper forwards who are coming to prominence late in the season?
Very much so, Jock. Yeah. At an expense, however, Matthew Pavlich is playing a clear role for Frio.
Yeah.
Very much the key forward target as Ross likes. However, first round of your finals, Matty is against Adelaide, whose defence is solid.
And that's an important point. Weighing that out, we see them coming into Greater Western Sydney, then Port Adelaide over the next few weeks. So you'd expect a good output to continue for Pavlich. If you're good enough to make the grand final, they'll come up against Melbourne, if you can get that far.
Oh, I like this.
Agreed, Jock. I still like Roughhead at 5.32.
Sure.
Now, he opens up that ruck swing, which could be the difference for you this year.
Yeah. Can you just run me past the situation again? I know you explained it to me last week, but I think this is a very important tactic that you highlighted in last week's podcast. Now, you're suggesting to bring in Jared Roughhead, who's been in sparkling form, averaging 119 over the past four. Do you suggest you bring him into your ruck or into your forward line here?
No, forward line, Jock.
Sure.
Yeah. Waiting for you to cash in one of your bench-playing ruck. In that way, you will be able to swing Roughhead into the ruck, so effectively trading Giles, Redden, Stevenson for a forward.
Very good. Cyril Rioli. Talking about players who have dream runs into the finals, he's now 490,000. And over the last four games, has averaged 114. One of those players who can be fantastic one week and bloody awful the next, which you don't want in your finals. Should he be in the mix for selection if you're trying to structure up your forward line or trading Buddy Franklin this week?
Jock, listen to me, please.
Absolutely, son.
I like Cyril. He come my gym. But okay. I have him working on his routine.
Right.
50 push-up, 50 sit-up, 50 punch the bag.
Yeah.
50 punch the concrete.
Yes.
He not consistent. I would not want Trasirol in my final.
Got to agree with you, Crouching Tiger. You are a strategic brain, the likes of which this country has not seen before, and I'm really appreciative of you being on this show, son.
I'm still sad about Tigers.
Oh, no, mate, but look.
When I come this country, I sitting in detention center.
Yeah.
I about 12 years old.
Yeah.
And I watch Richmond smack Collingwood in grand final.
Yes.
And I hear a statement. Eat them alive. Kill or be killed. I make decision right there. This team inspire me in this country. I follow this team. I still waiting for Tiger of old.
Mate, I'm sure your patience will pay off in spades.
I see one. I see one.
Yes.
Trent Cotchin.
He is a hell of a player,
Elite.
Trent Cotchin.
Elite.
Bloody oath. 141 Supercoach points, 38 disposals, 17 contested possessions. And when I see contested possessions, I get excited
he
fantasy football-wise.
He bloody beat Gary Ablett.
Another thing, Peter Higginbotham, it must have been 6 weeks ago, you alerted the community to the fact that these contested ball winners are not being tagged anymore. Therefore, their Supercoach outputs have increased. I noticed the mainstream radio stations only picking that up within the last couple of weeks, Peter Higginbotham.
Agreed,
you're ahead
Jock.
Of your time, Shannon.
Agreed. And we see a welcome back to Pendlebury, another 132. Watson, 123. Mitchell, 156. Boyd, 141. They are all extractors.
And like we say, all of these players community, we say you buy low, sell high. Most of the players you just reeled off have been down around the 450 mark at some stage in the season.
Agreed, Jock.
Lesson for next season, when you see anyone like your Sammy Mitchell drift around the 450 mark, you've got a snaffle. 590,000 at this stage in the game is too expensive. I wouldn't go Sammy Mitchell.
I get him very cheap, Mr. Jock.
Very good, son. I think we all did.
I want you to talk me one man.
Sure, mate. What's that?
Toby the Green Machine. What you think him, Mr. Jock?
What a story. Toby Green was talked about as one of those cash cow possibilities pre-season. Let's have a look at him now at 458,000. After 126 last week, he's come out and scored 127 this week. And as a matter of fact, over the last 5 weeks, Toby Green has averaged 107.
He bloody gun.
He's a gun. Okay. Let's take out of the consideration he plays for GWS. Let's take out of the consideration that he is probably a cash cow that you've already traded out, possibly. He's got Gold Coast Suns in Melbourne the first 2 weeks of the finals. If you've got him, do you just keep carrying the bugger into the finals?
Agreed, Jock. That output cannot be questioned. Trading him in at 458 would be akin to a sideways trade. Trading him down in the hope of bringing in a premium would be foolish.
North Melbourne are enjoying a real resurgence as well, and two of their fellows in the midfield, Daniel Wells and Andrew Swallow, also beginning to look attractive. Wells at 547 odd and Swallow 563, both of them averaging in the 120s over the last 3 weeks, boys.
I think be very careful. Daniel De Well, sometime leak a bit, sometime go missing. And the Swallow, you drink too much and not swallow, you make sick.
Have to agree with you. I'd steer clear, even though I'm very happy to see the North Melbourne Kangaroos resurge.
I think Mr. Judd,
yeah,
he get too weak. He rest his body, and he cheaper. He, if you really want upgrade the middle, in 2 week time, Mr. Judd,
could be very good.
He's bloody smashed Brisbane first week final.
Talking about very good looking upgrades, Mark Murphy just doesn't look to have skipped a beat. He's come back first game and backed out 112 and at $467,000. If you haven't got Mark Murphy, I'd be having a good old think.
Just remember, no Mr. Judd next week. Yeah. He maybe get trouble.
Good point, yeah.
Now, I want to sing another song.
Please do, Crouching
For Mr. Bryce Gibb.
No, hell's bells.
Okay, Mr. Bryce, I try many things. I pick you from start of year. I think you're the one. I work very hard. But now, I have 6 tried left. I sing your song. It goodbye time for me and you. The love is dead. I have 6 tried. I get couch. It's over. I make money off you. I get over. Bye-bye, Mr. Gibb. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so I can understand your frustration, Crouching One. Bryce Gibbs came out with 74, but more disappointing than his 74 was his apparent lack of endeavour and lack of hardness. Now, don't get me wrong. The Jock Reynolds fantasy football community is about being positive and moving forward. Now, I feel that this tirade against Bryce Gibbs is positive because I think someone needs to have some words for the good of the kid's future, that if he cannot get his head down and get into the pack, he's not going to make the most out of his football career.
Yes, Mr. Jock.
Now, who's at the Carlton Football Club saying this to him, I've got to ask you?
I say this song to inspire you, Mr. Gibb.
Absolutely.
Maybe some people out there think, I pick him up now, 432, because the Crouching One make him play better.
Yes.
But if you get out and come out and get 120, my slipper angry.
And Bryce, as always, you know I'm a mentor for many, many people who've been downtrodden, who were under form in the AFL, so if you'd like some assistance, mate, my door is always there to knock on, and I've got a shoulder here to cry on, as always. We really have to think about winding up this episode. I've had a bloody fantastic time. We haven't really talked about Ruckman. Are there any Ruckman you want to have a quick shout-out about this weekend, fellas?
No, Jock. Those with 2 bodies in the ruck, stay.
Absolutely. Just a quickie, I suppose. I'd like to mention Benny McAvoy. Well done with your 145 and your form. If you really need a Ruckman, here's a ruckman who's coming into form, 128 over the last 3. We'll have Melbourne, Geelong, Greater Western Sydney and Carlton in the finals. Well worth the look. And Sammy Jacobs, well done, son. You've really come on long leaps and bounds. Gentlemen, it's been a wonderful week of fantasy football. Let's not think about this difficult week as negative. Let's, as always, turn a negative into a bloody positive.
Agreed, Jock.
Peter, it's been a pleasure as always, mate. Have yourself a great week.
Thank you, Jock.
Crouching. I know you've had a tough one, mate, but you'll bounce back and your Tigers will as well.
Welcome.
Community, keep your spirit up, keep your chins up high, and let's march towards the finals as the greatest fantasy footballing outfit in Australia. I'm Jock Reynolds.